The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This coming Wednesday, is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday
is Budget Day, and I'm delighted to say we're joined by Sinead Ryan, presenter of the Home Show on News Talk and Consumer Affairs at the Irish Independent. Good to see you, Sinead. On the phone, John Lee, executive editor of the Daily Mail.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you today, John?
Great, thank you. Great.
You're both very excited now about Tuesday. Is this one of those
nerdy
red letter days in your calendar you can't wait for?
I have a prop, Tom, which I've had for very, very, very many years, and I bring it in. It only comes out on Budget Day, and it comes into the office with me, and it is my Anglo-Irish stress ball. And I squeeze it tight so we can never, ever forget what budgets are supposed to be about. It was discovered in the basement of Anglo-Irish when it was being stripped out eventually.
Oh, my God.
And I carry it with me and it sits on my desk on Budget Day. It's too soon, Tom.
I'm so sorry you don't have that with you today, because it's funny.
Should have brought it.
I don't know if it's an age thing, but there were so many phrases around this budget that were setting off alarm bells in my mind. You know, a giveaway budget, the run-up to an election, but something for everyone. All phrases we heard before the economy hit the wall at 200 miles an hour.
I know. And the truth is, you always hear those phrases. It doesn't matter what kind of it. There's only two types of budget, an austerity budget or a giveaway budget. There's never anything in the middle. And in truth, it's not going to be either.
Really?
No. Well, I mean, you know, it's giveaway to certain people for certain things.
Right. John, can I bring you in there? Should we be nervous, or is this going to be a huge giveaway budget?
Well, Sinead's very correct, and I was only thinking that as I went through the figures over the course of the week to juxtapose what's going to happen next week with what went on here between 2008 and 2000. And like, it was probably 15, 16 by the time we'd stopped the cutting budgets. Mm. So, I mean, we went through one of the most traumatic periods in our history. But we're at a point now, and I was discussing this with a cabinet minister last night, where we're at almost Norwegian oil levels with the amount of money we've got to give away in Ireland. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary change in fortune. Like, the budget itself will have about 1.4 million extra money in billion in tax giveaways, and you've got about 1.8 in cost spending increases, which is not significant. But next week we'll also see the announcement of 3 billion additional monies to be spent from AIB shares. That's outside the parameters of the budget. There's about 2.5 billion in cost of living measures, which are outside the budgetary process as well. That's extra one-off money. So, I mean, it's an extraordinary amount they have on top of everything else. And then don't forget, and I'd say it could be within a week, maybe just after Simon Harris, or before, we're not sure the exact date yet, goes to the United States. And there's 14 billion of Apple money to give away as well. So, you know, the stars, one would think, are aligning for the government in an extraordinary fashion before a general election. Now, those stars are not aligning for the deprived and sections of our society, and whether we'll see monies can go there to assist them in the long term.
Yeah.
But they will do their best, I think, also on social welfare.
Just before we go to things they can do, John, can I just ask you, are we very exceptional with that amount of money sloshing around? Because, I mean, in England, it's very much pin to your collar kind of stuff, and get ready that, you know, harshness is coming your way.
Probably the worst comparison, Tom, considering what they have decided to do to their economy through Brexit. You know, there are few Western states in the position we're in right now. Yes, you know, Sinead is right to be nervous because of what went on before the crash. Now, one would hope the mistakes that were made primarily in the housing market and the property market have not been repeated. But yes, you know, just like Norwegian oil or Saudi oil, there is a potential end. Well, sorry, there's definitely an end to oil, but there's a potential end to the monies we raise primarily from US companies.
Okay, so this is a glorious moment of huge, I'd call it potential
it
energy.
Much is.
The potential to do good here is enormous.
Well, the problem is, Tom, that, you know, it's brilliant for the government to have money slashing around and spending it, but it's nearly as bad as having no money at all, because the call on that money is from every single solitary sector. I mean, in one sense, it's an easier political statement to say, we've no money for any of you.
Go away, all of you.
Yeah. Whereas when you have so much money, people say, why can't you do this? And why don't you do this? And everybody has their pull in it. The Apple stuff cannot be touched in the budgetary cycle. And that is a very good thing. We need grown-ups in the room now for this thing. So the fact that it can only be spent on capital infrastructure, right, I think is probably a very good thing for Ireland Inc. And, you know, this government at least made a decision last year to set up two kind of future funds, which I've no doubt, if the time came, would be completely raided. I mean, you know, yep, let's not, you know, kind of give them too much kudos. But something, you know, climate change and business in the future, I think that's very, very important. So in this budget, they do have to stay within, you know, a certain envelope of money. Now, they have blown through their own Irish Fiscal Advisory Council's recommendations that they calm down, lads, and they are going to blow through it. But, I mean, I think that giveaway is probably strong.
Well, when you talk about those figures, like 40 billion people talking around, you know, sloshing around, and then you start to look at one of the first things they're going to do, the difference is just so ridiculous. €250 energy credit. You've gone from billions to €250.
Yeah. So this is a really expensive measure. This is called helicopter money. Yeah. Because everybody gets it and you're just dropping it into the bank account. Okay. It's really not a good idea. Okay. Because it's supposed to counter inflation. In other words, inflation has been so high, we're going to give you money back. That's inflationary.
Yeah. I can't wait for it.
Now, we have had, of course, listeners will recall, we had €600 in the first cost of living budget 2 years ago, €450 last year, and now it's €250. And that's because inflation has come back down to under 2%. Okay. But that still means prices are rising. They're just rising by less than they had been rising. But it really is the only blunt instrument available to government this side of Christmas. And that's to chuck money into your account. And doing it off your electricity bill means that everybody gets it.
Which are still huge. Yeah. So I think people would be really glad to see that money going
into
their
accounts. Yeah, they will. And you know, for the most part, there are huge, huge numbers of families who desperately need that. Yeah. And they will welcome it. So the lump sums that are going in, the energy credit, €250.
Yeah.
Children's allowance, there's going to be a double payment this side of Christmas, which is good. The Greens have a kind of a slightly bonkers proposal that there should be a baby boost. They're trying to kind of get everybody more jiggy in the bedroom.
Really?
Have a new baby and you'll get four times your children's allowance to have a baby. I don't think that'll fly now, to be honest, John. Might have a different view on that.
Need to think about that.
In terms of pensioners, those on disability and carer payments, there's some arguing over the numbers, but it'll be somewhere between a 12 and 15 euro per week increase in that. Interestingly, not for job seekers. We're in a country of full employment.
Okay.
So fewer than 4% of the population have no jobs. And, you know, that's essentially people who can't work or people who can't be arsed working, right? Public transport, hopefully the 20% reduction will continue. That has been massively popular.
Yeah.
Really fantastic. And it is this transition.
Is this enough?
I think it probably is. I mean, some countries and states have trialled free transport. Luxembourg, for instance, and parts of Berlin. It doesn't work. The problem is then you've so many people using it that you don't have capacity, and then people whinge because they can't get a seat, they can't get a train, they can't get a bus. So I think charging something for it is useful.
Okay. You mentioned child benefit, but no increase on the €140
doesn't
a month.
Doesn't look like it. So there was a toss-up about which you would do. Now, if you look at the pure maths of it, okay, like to increase it by a tenner a month is £120 a year. But to give a double payment is 140.
Okay.
So you're like, surely it's cheaper to give the extra tenner. But then they'd have to build that in every year because you can't reverse something like that. And I'd say that's why that decision
And getting
was
made. It at Christmas is fantastic.
And you're getting it at Christmas.
When you absolutely need it.
Exactly. Before an election, Tom.
So I think one of the most touchy things and painful things is the universal social charge brought in as a temporary measure.
So was income tax. Universal social charge. So that is on a kind of a set path, a downwards trajectory.
Will we live to see its end,
Sinead? Oh, you and me, we're too old, Tom. Possibly Possibly not. But it's coming down 1%, I reckon, for the mid-range people. So the people, that's the section of it between 20 5,000 and 75,000. It'll still remain high over that.
Right.
So it is a progressive.
It's a painful charge. John, what's your view on the universal social charge?
Last discussion I had with a cabinet minister who would have some say in what happens there was that it was to come down about a half percent. Perhaps Sinn Féin's proposals there last week, I think it was yeah, last week. I get confused as to the amount of disclosures we have this time of year. That they would abolish social USC completely up to 45,000 may have focused the government's mind, and they might try and do more on USC.
Sure.
It is a hated tax. To get rid of it altogether is going to be difficult over the coming years. So it's here to stay, and just try and bring it down incrementally.
It's just baked into the tax system at this stage, is it? It's never going away, really.
Yes, and Brian Lenihan, God rest him, had said it was going to be a temporary thing to get over, but I suppose we didn't realise how far the ramifications of what happened here would extend. Sinead, very intelligently there, as a good journalist, has touched on most of the sexy items. So what's left really for us to figure out in the next few days would be social welfare. Like, you know, as I said at the outset, it's an awful lot of money to be distributed here. When it comes down to what you've got, the nitty gritty of spending increases, which is about 1.8 billion, it isn't that much in the grand scheme of things, but it's been decided relatively, and I think this row is going on within government, and again, Sinead touched on it there, is that 1 billion of that 1.8 is to go on social welfare increases, which is a sizable amount of money. Heather Humphreys has gained the favour of her party colleague, Pascal Donoghue, it seems, when it comes to that. And then how that's distributed is always interesting. It always seems to be the eye-catching thing. Again, as Sinead said, there's a substantial amount of money, a cost in increasing child benefit by 10 euros, a controversial payment, let's face it, because it's a universal payment. But Fianna Fáil are pushing for that. They want to see that along with the double payment, whereas other parts of the government, probably more powerful in the final decision on that, would rather see funding for childcare be done in a more homogenous manner, and that extra payments go across the board in making creche fees, which there has been a trend for in recent years, and I have two kids in after school care, increasing that whole homogenous childcare cost area. There's also, you know, a couple of smaller items. There will be child poverty was brought within the Department of the Taoiseach, the issue of child poverty by Leo Varadkar. Simon Harris is committed then to dealing with a number of payments there to assist families who have children who are below the poverty line. And that then gets into another kind of complex discussion about social welfare payments, because there are other sectors, NGOs, who will tell you that the dole payment needs to be increased to help those families.
Yeah.
So there will be probably something between 10 and 12 euro increase on social welfare payments across the board.
Okay, there was talk to the inheritance tax. I want to just
now,
before we let you go.
The inheritance tax thing, yeah. So look, let's not lose the run of ourselves over inheritance tax, because people get terribly excited about family homes and property and all of that. This is a problem for about 20% of the population. The vast, vast, vast majority of families out there who are being left a family home are one of a number of siblings. And currently they can get 335,000 each without any tax implication. So for a family of three kids, that's over €1 million, okay, or €1 million.
Yeah.
They're thinking of bringing that up to 1.2 million, okay? So look, this is a South Dublinitis stuff.
All right.
And, it's very Fine Gaely, it's popular, populist. I don't think it'll impact on the vast majority of people. They won't care. It won't matter to them anyway. I think what could be done is a dovetailing of the tax. The people that get absolutely hammered on inheritance tax are non-married couples, because the family home does not pass to them without generating a tax bill. And there should be some alignment on that. It's terribly difficult to do it legally. It's terribly difficult. Folks, it's cheaper to get married. Get on with it.
Yes, indeed.
and then they just while we're talking about housing, the rent tax credit will go up probably from 750 to about 1,000. Now, when you think that half of all of the people entitled to that don't claim it, it's kind of one of those measures that looks fabulous, it looks really generous, but nobody gets it.
Okay. Well, Tuesday can't hear get her quickly enough for you to. That's
excited,
for sure.
I can tell.
I'm starting to become. I want to see the stress ball. Well, they're the kind of things we need.
I'll post my photograph on Instagram, my annual stress ball photograph.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
to seeing that. And my old-fashioned calculator with no scientific elements at all, because the sums won't be that hard. And I know John and myself are looking forward to it. He'll be writing all about it in the mail, and I'll be doing the same in the Indo. We'll keep people up to date.
John, thanks very much for joining us. John, the executive editor of the Daily Mail Group, and Sinead on News Talks, the Home Show, and Consumer Affairs with the Irish Independent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.